8 BCW. K8BCW. N8MJO Mobile. And then mobile monitoring. SPW, Mackinac City. Guyana's mobile. Anybody out there listening? We're south of Gaylord, going into the 7-4. Seems to be working pretty dang good now. KDYS Mobile.
W8AGB. Alpha Golf Bravo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3. NHMJL. ACNS. Boy, you sound a lot better there. But 6-7 miles from the repeater.
That's good. Well, my cabin is only probably maybe a half a mile from a repeater up in Pittsburgh.
Interesting. Yeah, you're actually coming in, it's clear. It's got more, what do you want to say? Coming off this repeater.
On the road now, I'm heading towards 75, so I should be getting a little bit better on this one, and as the other one was fading away. Do you listen to CD much at all? Like I said, I haven't heard of P-Boss with it.
Occasionally, when I come out to my garage where my radios are, I got a Icon 7300, and I'll scroll those channels and listen. Yeah, like I said, during the day, there's a lot of chatter, and there's those, what's the nice way of putting it? I want to say morons, but those guys that are running 1,000 watts on TV, on the meter, just sitting there blabbing for a half hour, 45 minutes at a time.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, I just have my little portable one. I had threw it on the front seat. In fact, I almost put it back in my basement because I haven't heard anything on it. And I thought, well, shoot, with the Yukon coming up to my cabin and running ice on I-75 across the bridge, maybe somebody might tickle the channel, but I never heard a thing coming up.
Yeah, I just fired up my HF radio, and I'm not hearing too much, and I'm not seeing too much on the spectrum analyzer either.
So, I guess, you know, it seems like radios come and go for a while. It seems like they're super busy and they're popular, and then all of a sudden they kind of fade away for a few years, and then somebody starts it up and gets something rolling again, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We just need to have another disaster, and then we can show how useful it is again.
Well, I would agree with you with that, not for the fact of I don't feel like going through another disaster.
Oh, me too. Definitely don't want to do that again.
Oh, I could be done for snow for the year, at least till October, November.
I'll push it to December.
Well, did you get in, have any excitement on a road trip or no?
No, not really. I went down. I had a referral for a client. They're moving from one office to the next, and possibly needed some wires run, and after looking at it, I'm like, well, you're going to have Charter come in, instead of having them put the modem in the basement, why don't you have them drop into the office and they don't have to do much wiring, and then they don't have to pay me $150 a pop to run wire. They like that idea. So, yeah, then I went over to Lowe's and picked up some lumber. I got to build some screen doors for my greenhouse. I'm going to put broccoli and cabbage in the greenhouse and then put a screen up so that way I don't get the bugs in the broccoli. So, project I think for tomorrow.
They ain't all bad. At least you're getting some good veggies out of it. You get it all put together.
Yeah, definitely. I've got, let's see, potatoes. I got one more row of potatoes to put on the ground, but I got a compost pile that I got to spread out. So, of course, it's sitting right where the last row of potatoes go, but peppers, green beans, a couple other things. So, onions for my wife. It tells you how much I love her. I hate onions, but I planted some for her.
Now, we tried a drip garden a few times, but we do a lot of camping and boating, and I'm going to take care of three different properties, keep everything mowed and trees cut. It just seems like all I do is the vegetables don't come out so great, but boy, I'll tell you what, put a little fertilizer on those weeds, and boy, it does a good job.
Now, you do know that you can eat dandelion. It tastes... And you can also use dandelion for medicinal purposes, too. My wife makes a dandelion salve, and it is great for pain.
I remember, back before, actually, when I was 18, I was probably about 16 or 17, I went to a customer's up around Bastard. One of our salesmen took me out, you know, making sales calls with him, and there's a couple old codgers, and they made dandelion wine. He fills this big old glass up and gives the salesman a glass of that dandelion wine and puts one in front of me, and boy, he says, you know, being good customer service, you had to take a sip of it. Well, I had everything I could do to put that down at 17 years old.
Oh, the things you do for a job.
Good thing that was the last call of the day, because I couldn't have managed much else the rest of that day. But yeah, the sacrifices you do for your company, you know.
Okay, I won't tell anybody that you did that, so that way you don't get in trouble. But all right, well, hey, I'm gonna get back inside, and I got some work to do. I gotta change the brakes on my Jeep, so just putting that off. And so, yeah, I got to get going on that. So I will talk to you later, and I'm glad that you reached out, and I'm glad I got to talk to you today. This is Michael, NAMJL.
Well, I appreciate you getting back to me. Just test out my equipment once in a while, and even different repeaters. So you take it easy, and real great talking to you. Glad your family's doing well, and... we will catch you another time. This is 88 CNS. I am clear.
KACAQX. can hear you. Not very good. I'm at Holt Lake.
Okie dokie. I hear you're in Holt Lake. Alrighty.
Are you on a handheld?
Yeah, I'm just coming up to the exit here.
Still got a couple more miles away.
Yep, there you go. Can you hear me now? Say, can you hear me now? KCAQVX.
Yeah, I can hear you coming in now on the radio.
Okay. I'm working it through my repeater, through my remote base.
How many watts are you putting out on UHF with that? You're coming in about half scale.
80, between 70 and 80 watts.
Is that roughly about the same height as the dipole?
Yeah, it's pretty close, within 15 or 20 feet probably.
Well, the transmit signal comes in great over here, so how's the receiving? I'm southbound here. I'm just crossing the exit here to 55.
Okay, well, what are you on? You on 145 megahertz?
Yeah, 145.
I can hear you. I think I can even hear you on the... Let me go check here. I think I can even hear you on the dipole. You can turn up their hand. All right, come back to me again.
1, 2, 3, 4. We're at Holden Lake. How do you got it?
Full quieting signal on you. On that dipole, it's hooked up to the All-Star node.
Okie dokie. Now I was just curious how it received yesterday. It didn't seem to be doing too good. So today, I guess it is. I don't know. Maybe it was just what I was doing. So I think I'm about 15 miles from you. So that's pretty good.
Yep, not too bad. Well, I get around and get that Maritrack hooked up here. Probably the next week or so, I'll have that Maritrack hooked up to this All-Star node. And then it should rock and roll. Then it should play pretty good.
Chester said he could hear it 6 S units at his house.
Well, that's pretty good, I would say. Heck yeah. Respectively, that's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I just wanted it to cover this north side of Harrison. When you go downstate, you'll be able to talk to the majority of the people. And if I'm up here in Holden Lake or whatever, I hit back to you. And if I get down towards Clare, I can switch over to mine. So, it's not the best case scenario, but it works.
Yep, everything we got going out here covers the county. Covers Clare County, that's all I care about. You don't got to talk about 50 or 100 miles. Clare County.
Chester's going to see if we can talk on 5-2. He said he was jumping in the shower and then he was going to jump on 5-2. And I decided to come back here and see if this thing's receiving good. It should be receiving pretty good. I'm just at Snowball Road, so we're not quite in the Clare, but we're close.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now, you're kind of popping in and out a little bit on this GP9 I got up there. But that halfway dipole that's up there on that new tower I put up, you're full quieting into that. Full quieting signal.
That I'm popping into the GP9, but not the dipole.
Yep, that's correct.
Well, it must be up a little higher then, huh?
Yeah, it's up there about an extra 15 feet or so, probably. So that dipole's a little higher. And it's pointed right straight east.
Well, I'm 9 miles from you. And we're closing the gap. KDIS mobile.
Yeah, I need to get up there and get that winch cable off that tower probably. I don't think I'm gonna put any more on that tower. I got that 2 meter dipole up there, and I got my 11 meter antenna put up on top. I really don't see any reason to put in another antenna on that tower. So, it's all good.
Well, I'll just throw another set of guys on it. I'll climb it, put whatever you want on it. But I got to have another set of guys up on the top.
Yeah, I know. I got enough guy cable, too. I could put another set of guys on it, no problem. No problem, I sure could. And using these ratchet straps on these guy wires, that worked out so slick. You just pull them tight and ratchet them down and took the tail of it and tied it off. That worked so nicely.
Oh, I bumped. Yeah, I got to switch over to 5-2 here in a minute. So, if you want to switch over to that, you can. I'm going to see if Chester can make it into Harrison on my way through here. That's what we're doing. Switching to 5-2. We'll catch you on there. Glad this thing's receiving good. Covering the north part of Harrison. But for some reason, it doesn't receive over by my house where the fish is. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. All right, KC8, QBX, KDYS, I'll be switching over to 5-2.
To check into the repeater system, you are totally ineligible. I cannot understand anything that you said. I don't know if you're at the long end of the string or what, but it was a bad transmission. Try again. Nothing heard. Can you, Casey, be clear? Thank you.
6-0 Romeo Lima Kilo is listening into Michigan for any calls. This is Mike 0 Romeo Lima Kilo listening for any calls and standing by. Over. M0RLK, this is Mike 0 Romeo Lima Kilo listening through into Michigan for any calls and by.
This is NHHQ.
KE8AGL, Kilo, Echo 8, Alpha Golf Lima.
Kilo, 8FGW monitoring. KE8AGL, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Golf Lima. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Golf Lima. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Golf Lima. KE8AGL.